I still remember my first experience with bullying when in primary school an oversized child in an upper year goaded me into a fight. Fellow students gathered, and though my effort was valiant, it didn't stop him from landing a blow to my nose. Humiliated, blood dripping, and confidence shaken, I expected worse might follow. Then an older boy intervened, stepping in at his own peril. Stunned by the unexpected turn of events, the bully lost heart. The fight soon ended, the crowd dispersed, and the Good Samaritan helped me nurse my bruise. Not long after the fight, our teacher organized a public apology during morning assembly. In those days, both sides were required to seek forgiveness from each other. The brave lad who intervened was praised, and for those merely watching, an important lesson was to be learned. Failing to act or protest was a conscious choice, and they all received a detention. This childhood experience was probably in my unconscious mind when I recently attended a conference in India on breaking barriers and building trust. Among the participants were delegates from Tibet, Sri Lanka, Afghanistan, Iran, Nigeria, Cambodia, and other countries in which parts of their populations have endured much suffering. As is often the case, one of the largest complaints from victims was that the perpetrators were never brought to justice, nor did their governments yet offer any official apology. The prophet Moses in Deuteronomy tells us, "Tzedek, tzedek tirdof," justice, justice you must pursue. Interpreting this passage, the sages of old understood that one cannot be passive towards social injustice, expecting correct behavior to occur spontaneously. True justice must be actively pursued, along with some form of restitution for the victims. Time is often a big healer. I've not seen that bully for many years, but when we last met, we had a good laugh about our boyish encounter. If only all the world's disputes were that easy to resolve.